Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, here's a couple of bad ideas. All right, first of all, the California fires, yeah. And then Ford ran a commercial.
The local Ford, not the national Ford. It was a local decision.
In Southern California, and I guess even Northern California, Ford ran a commercial that people are outraged.
Of course they are. It's ridiculous. So here's the deal, you guys. California Ford dealership at Simi Valley Ford, they have a Ford F-150, and it's in front of a mountain that's on fire and trees that are on fire.
This is bad.
And it says, we have smoking hot deals.
Yeah.
Their town is on fire.
They even say in there, well, we didn't catch fire, so we have smoking hot deals.
Yeah. And people are pissed.
Outraged.
Well, because 50 people so far are dead. People are missing. This isn't a time to do smoking hot deals. Bastards. Sorry.
Yeah. Sometimes when you see some of these commercials, you wonder who came up with this idea.
You know what a bad idea is? And that is Sour Patch Kid cereal. Did you see that?
Why is that a bad idea? You've mentioned that to me a couple of times this morning. Well, why is it a bad idea? Because I like Sour Patch Kids.
A lot of people like it, but having them in a cereal, I mean, you're supposed to give your kids something good to kick them off in the morning, right? You know, not this sugary, Sour Patch Kid cereal. Does that sound nasty?
But I got to tell you,
they're going to rot out.
I have come to the conclusion that this stuff doesn't hit the market unless it's been tried and tested by people who find it absolutely delicious. So to me, it's kind of worth a shot because it made it to the shelves.
Yeah.
So why not give it a chance?
That doesn't sound nasty to you.
I got a feeling it's not what you think it is, though.
Sour Patch Kids cereal. Where am I missing? What am I missing?
I don't know.
Nasty.
It's like when I hear of, let's say, an Oreo flavor that's going to be like cheesecake.
Right, but that's a snack that you have maybe in the middle of the afternoon. You have it, but this is sending your kid off with damn Sour Patch Kid. If you buy this for your children, you're abusive. And I'm just putting my foot out there.
I don't know about abusive.
It's abusive. Sour Patch Kid cereal. Are you crazy?
When's it supposed to hit the shelves?
Today,
is it coming soon?
I think it's today.
Today?
I don't know. I didn't look that far.
Reminds me.
What?
I didn't do the chicken and waffles yesterday. I meant to.
Oh, that's
KFC.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They started chicken and waffles over at KFC.
Yeah.
December 26th.
Oh, thank you.
Will be Walmart.
Well, did you ever see that Crave stuff? I would not let my son eat Crave. It's cereal with a piece of chocolate inside of it. Each little cereal.
Oh, sounds great.
It's called Crave. Each individual little piece of cereal has like a big, piece of chocolate stuck in it. Who gives this crap to their kids?
Why wouldn't you let him eat that?
No way. In the morning, he's going to crash so hard by noon.
No, he's not going to eat that much and he's going to crash.
Okay.
That's a lot of sugar.
Oh, I forgot about your secret. I'm not saying a word.
You know, we just went through that whole friendship thing about keeping secrets for friends. I expect you to keep a secret for me, okay? I wouldn't have told you.
At what time is she going to be high enough in the mountains that she loses signal?
I think now.
Okay, so here's the deal, you guys.
I think now. Wait a minute. She left at 6:30, going to Breckenridge.
Yeah, she's good.
They're there, right?
Right, yeah, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And she for sure got on the road at 6:30.
We're in the clear.
So BJ's like, oh, my God, Jamie. You can't believe how much Frog loves Captain Crunch.
He loves it. He loves Captain Crunch. Little Frog, he's 8 months old, just started his finger food, right? And he's exploring. Oh, my God. He loves the Captain.
And I go, wait, he's 8 months old. Isn't that a little rough inside his mouth or something? He's like, Jamie, you understand. He ate an entire box.
Well, two different settings.
Right.
So really, half box.
And then, wait, listen how deceitful this son of a gun is. So he knows he's going to get in trouble by Lisa if he's feeding the kid Captain Crunch, right?
See, I pick him up from daycare often, just about every day, around 2:30 in the afternoon. Well, she doesn't get home till like 6. So we have the afternoon together, right? And that's when I discovered the Captain Crunch crave.
Oh, my God.
So then what he does is he puts the Captain Crunch in the back of the pantry, right? And just puts a lid, you know, and boxes it up. So
it's hidden.
It's never even been moved. And then he replaces his little bowl. He has one of those suction cup bowls that they put on the high chair. And he replaces it with carrots and peas and eats a few of them so it looks like the baby did it.
Yeah. And I'll squish a couple like his fingers have hit on them.
Yeah.
And so that when she comes in, she sees like, oh my gosh, he's eating his vegetables. Really? He's had a half a box of Captain Crunch.
Oh my God.
And then she said, why do you think his poop is so yellow lately?
Oh.
Obvious. It's the carrots.
It's obviously the carrots.
It's obvious it's the carrots.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. It's great.
He loves Captain Crunch.
Oh my God.
I can't believe a little guy like him would love a cereal that much.
Yeah,
and I've not tried Cocoa Puffs or any of that yet. That's coming.
Options.
Oh, yeah. There are options. Yeah. Wait till you give an 8-month-old the Sour Patch Kid cereal.
Oh, yeah.
His little cheeks will just suck in.
Well, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, I'm on to something here.
And he's sneaking it. That's the thing. All right.
Nobody tell her.
Nobody knows anything.
Nobody. BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.